So I just got an email from my friend Andrew Debley, who I haven't talked to in ages. I haven't seen him in years. I think he moved away. No, I moved to Vancouver first, because I remember I hung out with him like the day before I left. But he moved not long after that to Calgary. And he stumbled upon my website, was reading my comics, listening to my podcast, what have you. And he wanted to know if I was going to comment at all on Michael Jackson's recent death. And pretty much my only comment on Michael Jackson is that yesterday on the news I saw a little thing on CNN about him, and it brought into sharp relief the fact that he never really did much of anything. I gotta know, you just think of his like spanning, sprawling career, but the reality is 3 good albums and nothing else, you know? Like Off the Wall, you were saying, has some merit as a disco thing. Mm-hmm. Thriller was the
some
big...
Some merit. It was like a runaway success.
Well, I guess, but time, I don't think, has been as kind to it, because Thriller is all anyone remembers, and then to an extent, Bad after that.
Dangerous, also.
No, see, at that point, I don't think so. I think it's getting silly at that point. That had Man in the Mirror, right? Won't you just leave me alone?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. He was on the wane at that point. That's like if you're a rock skipping across the water. That's your last skip. That's momentum, is all that is.
Yeah, but there were still really good songs. It might not have been the breakout success at Thriller, and, you know, people maybe don't remember it and do the dance from the video on the street all the time, but the songs are really good.
Won't you just leave me alone? Like that song?
And, yeah. And that Michael Jackson video I saw today, or Michael Jordan video, Jam. It's a good song, so he says the word jam over and over again, 30,000 times. Still a fucking good song.
But yeah, basically, though, my opinion on Michael Jackson is that it's not 1983 anymore. Fuck that guy, get over it.
Black and White was not a good album. Wasn't that an album? Is that what it was called?
Maybe. I thought that was part of Dangerous, but I don't know.
Whatever, like...
Zimbabwe, baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. Ni-ni-ni-ni-ni, woo! Anyway, I was also rambling this morning about how they kept going on about the moonwalk, making such a big deal about the moonwalk. And then when they showed the debut of the moonwalk, it's just a tiny little move within a big routine. But all of a sudden, every 13-year-old kid in the world is trying to moonwalk across their living room. And I do kind of miss that 70s, 80s pop culture time. Like, before then was too old for me. The 50s and 60s, I can't really identify with it too much. But I could see being a kid in the 70s, and I was a kid in the 80s. And it was kind of neat how there was less media in general. Everyone kind of watched the same stuff more. And when something happened like E.T. or the Slinky or the Rubik's Cube or Pac-Man, it was big shit. It was a big deal. Everyone was into it. And Michael Jackson was part of that. And I do kind of miss that mass pop culture hysteria that we don't have anymore. Like you said, it's all flashes in the pan now.
Yeah. Stuff doesn't last that long. And everybody's too segmented. They can all just be into what they're into.
Right. Which I do think is better overall, but there's something about those olden days that were neat.
We're all just sheep. Now we're just sheep in smaller flocks.
Well, with that upbeat message, I don't know what song I'm going to play, but this will be a song.
How about, do you remember the time I fell in love?
Who sings that?
Michael Jackson.
No, I'm afraid I won't be playing any Michael Jackson today. If I was going to play anything, it'd be Scream. But no, fuck Michael Jackson.
Yeah, then he had that album, History. That one. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
That's Plus, the one.
That was just bad.
Was that the one nobody bought?
Yeah, it was a big double album. It was huge.
Yeah.
But nobody bought it. It had Scream on it.
No, that was before that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it totally was. Well, then he had another one after that no one bought, if that was going with Scream.
We'll have to have a Google off.
Yeah. But, and I played some Michael Jackson once when I was at Nice Guy Eddie's, that guy Huggy Bear. He was listening to Michael Jackson on his way there. So we played some Michael Jackson. So there's been Michael Jackson on this show. So fuck that guy. Here's something else.
Yeah. other place. I promise that I will see you on the other range. I'm a rambler, oh darling, can't you tell? And that is why that I keep moving on. Don't bother crying when you see I'm gone. I'll breathe the air that my lungs once held. But I am hoping you'll do very well. And now, my love, I'm saying very well. Your ma says that I'm strange. And now you're never gonna see my face. But you'll see me in the other place. Please promise that you will.
So we're just sitting at a nice Vietnamese restaurant near Old Montreal. Montreal saga is almost at an end. Ian's got to go soon.
Makes me very sad. I've had a really, really, really nice time.
You won't complain when Saturday is every day forever. All your friends and all your enemies move in together. You'll just rise, just shut up and rise. You'll just rise, just shut up and rise. From your
So, Ian just got on her bus to go out to the airport. I was going to ride out with her, but it's like $16 to, you know, take the shuttle bus and then $16 back. And I just can't justify that expense, you know, just to ride out to the airport to say goodbye. So, she was fairly emotional, as, you know, makes sense. Wondering if we would ever see each other again, which, who knows, maybe not, man, I don't know. But as a dude, of course, it's not that tough for us to just ignore these types of things and just not think about it. But after she left, I was just walking around town. I've got like 5 hours till my bus leaves. Just trying to find some ways to kill time. So I happen to be especially susceptible where this dude stopped me, asked me if I spoke English, first off. That got me right away. I was like, ah, nice. Maybe he has some kind of question about the city or whatever, but, you know, English. We're all buddies in our English, you know? I was like, hey, nice. And it turns out this guy, his name is Roman. He's Russian originally. His English was pretty good, though. And he's like a Buddhist monk guy. He had a baseball cap on, but you could see in the back he had the tie of hair. I don't know what you know what that's called. And it was obvious right away that he's hustling something. And I was like, fuck it, who cares? I got time to kill. So, what the hell is this book called? Bhagavad Gita, as it is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhagavad. You know, this Bodhavista vow type of shit that, man, that's the song I'm gonna have to play. But that Adam Yauker, the Beastie Boys, got into.
all this Buddhism shit. And he's basically, like, taking donations for the book. I gave him probably way more than I should have. I just gave him whatever change I had, which adds up to a lot in Canada sometimes. It was actually, like, $9. And I could have got the big, fancy hardcover version of the book, but I took the soft cover on purpose. Because I don't want the big hardcover, for one thing. And I figured out, well, you know, hey, this guy's blabbing with me. I'm already hooked. Fuck him. Hey, fuck it. I mean, I'll just... I don't care if I'm wasting money on a book I don't give a fuck about, because I really don't. I'm sure this is going to be meaningless if I even bothered to read it. I'm just not into this kind of thing. But it was just interesting to talk to this guy once we kind of got through the fucking, hey, here's my thing that I'm doing. And we got talking for real. It's kind of interesting. This dude, he's been a monk just traveling. That's what he does. That's kind of like his job, is just to spread this stuff. Shit, it's raining. Let me find somewhere to duck in. Yeah, and he's been all over the place. I mentioned I was from Fredericton, and he's like, yeah, I was in Fredericton once, you know, 4 years ago, when he was still a beginner. He mentioned the weird fake barracks that we have in the summer. It's like the old army setup. It's just a tourist trap, but, you know, there's, like, guys that stand there all day super still, like they're guarding. And, you know, Halifax, and we talked about Vancouver a bit, because he was out there, too. Did the traveling across Canada. He'd never been to New York, but, you know, he's heard bad things. And he's been overseas, India, and all the shit, which I've never done. So it was kind of interesting just to blab to him, and, I don't know, kind of neat. We'll see. Is this going to be the beginning of my massive transformation? Will I become a silly-ass Buddhist? Unlikely. The Bhagavad Gita is universally renowned as the jewel of India's spiritual wisdom. Spoken by Lord Sri Krishna. Yeah, the Krishna, that's what, he's like the little Hare Krishna heads. Supreme Personality of Godhead, nah. Okay, here's some quotes. Henry David Thoreau said, "In the morning I bathe my intellect in the stupendous and cosmogonal philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, in comparison with which our modern world and its literature seem puny and trivial." And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "I owed a magnificent day to the Bhagavad Gita. It was the first of books. It was as if an empire spoke to us, nothing small or unworthy, but large, serene, consistent, the voice of an old intelligence, which in another age and climate had pondered and thus disposed of the same questions which exercise us." And something from Gandhi. Anyway, yeah, I was pretty clear to the dude that it's like, hey, I got 5 hours to kill to my bus, so give me something to read. But I don't know, that's what he wants. He just wants somebody to check it out. I just needed some reason to kill time. Cool, man. It's starting to rain. Maybe I'll recount some of the events of the last couple of days, since I haven't recounted them as much audibly, once I find a less wet spot to be.
Yeah.
I'm only like 2 pages into this book, but man, it's boring the piss out of me already. I've already started skimming. Just a lot of fucking old-timey religious rhetoric, fucking annoying crap. Just exactly the kind of shit I don't care about. But do you know, I do, I'm finding more and more as I get older, kind of maybe the reverse of, I guess most people do this shit when they're young and slow down when they're older, but the, not to resist experiences. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm plenty square and there's still plenty I will resist. That is dumb, but I don't know, well, like yesterday we were in this big outdoor dance festival thing. And I don't know, in that moment, someone walked up to me and was like, yo, here's some E. Who knows, maybe I would have taken it, because who fucking gives a shit? Just the once. But I didn't. The moment passed. It's probably never happened again. Or maybe I say that, but the reality is that I would tighten up way too much. And I don't think that's a bad thing. There's a difference between being open to experiences and just being a fucking idiot. You let your life slip into fucking bullshit. But insofar as a random Hare Krishna guy stopping you on the street and you got time to kill, fuck it. Why not? But it started raining really hard, so I bought a mocha thingy and I'm just sitting at some coffee shop, and I don't know, I don't think this book is going to work. It's too bad the actual Hare Krishna guy wasn't here. I'd much rather blab to him for a while. He said there's some kind of meeting they're having at 7 o'clock tonight, which would give me time to swing by. Free vegetarian feast, starts with some nice chanting and fucking... I don't know, Buddhism, whatever the fuck. But I don't think I'm in for that. Into the belly of the beast, surrounded by the actual people. Plus, I'm really tired. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, and my bus leaves at 10 tonight, and then it's going to be like an 11-hour bus ride. I'll be riding the bus all night. Hope I can get some sleep. That would suck otherwise. Alright, what the dick and balls is going on here? It's funny how just for like a brief moment, even someone who, if I might yank my own cock, I mean, I consider myself fairly intellectually able, not extremely susceptible to bunches of horseshit. But there's always that moment where it's like, who knows, man? What if this is the greatest book in the whole goddamn world? Maybe it would be cool to travel around the world and try to spread your word of whatever bullshit you believe in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as you get into it at all, it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? All right. There's a lot of talk about how Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna descends to this planet once in a day of Brahma, or every... Okay, what do we got here? That's 1,000. That's 1,000,000. That's 1,000,000,000. 8,600,000,000 years. This purpose is stated in Bhagavad Gita. We have to accept it as it is, otherwise there is no point in trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita, or its speaker, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna first spoke Bhagavad Gita to the sun god some hundreds of millions of years ago. We have to accept this fact and thus understand the historical significance of Bhagavad Gita. Maybe I don't. You ever think of that? Maybe that's fucking insane. Maybe this is incredibly stupid. Who knows? Okay, maybe I'll find something when I go. I think he said, it's quite a long book. Shit. Okay, at the back are some Q&As. That might be nice. Oh, a general index. Yeah, maybe that'll be good. Maybe I can actually find some specific areas that seem interesting to me in some way. Because, of course, you know, I want to start at the start and go through, but what the piss?
Funny how you turned red when I first said, let's join the dead. Funny, I was driving by, feeling really high. It made me cry.
Stupid Hare Krishna book. I can't believe I gave that guy $9, really. That's ridiculous. But, I don't know. He seemed nice. I wanted to help him out in his endeavors. Though. Anyway. But I started really crashing hard of just, like, getting so tired I could hardly hold my head up. So I decided to start walking around. The rain ended. And I was just starting to get really down about I'm going back home and me going back home and all, you know, back to normal. So then I started walking around and, you know, worked up some physical activity for about an hour and a half, just walking around, and I felt a lot better. But then I started making my way back to the bus station, went to La Belle Province to get... It sounds gross, and it is gross. A poutine with smoked meat on it. The two things Montreal's famous for, poutine and smoked meat sandwiches. They should not go together. It's fucking ridiculous. And even though I know I shouldn't get big meals because I can't finish them, and you don't want to be overfilled when you're traveling anyway, I still ordered the large, and I'm just sitting there like trying to finish it, but there's just no way. And there's this old man across the street I was watching while I was picking away at my food. This old homeless guy looked just like Santa Claus, actually. And just kind of shaking his cup, you know, trying to get some people to give him money. But there's, like, homeless people everywhere in this town. Everyone was ignoring him. And just to watch him for, like, 5 minutes straight was just depressing. Like, nobody would stop. And finally, like, one guy did give him a little bit of change. And it just kind of, you know, struck me how totally shitty some people's lives are. That guy's not a street kid, he's not urban camping, he's not having fun. This is life, he's just a homeless guy. So I watched him as he kind of gave up for a minute, sort of walked over to where he had a longer sleeve shirt, pulled it on, and just like, it's just very pathetic and depressing. And just because I haven't slept, that doesn't help, but also just how easy this whole trip has been. This is a little postscript that I'm adding after the fact, now that I'm back home and editing this show. Because, unfortunately, I lost quite a few segments toward the end of Montreal because I had low batteries. I had shitty batteries in my recorder and I didn't realize it, so a lot of these segments got cut off early. Me and Ian in the Vietnamese restaurant went longer, but I don't know what we were talking about. I was just blabbing about Trailer Park Boys when it cut off, so who knows. Some more reading and mocking of the Hare Krishna book. But this one I really just couldn't edit around. So I was talking about this homeless guy that I was watching outside the window of La Belle Province while I was eating poutine. And long story short, I felt real bad because my life is so very, very easy. And I ended up giving the guy $5. And he was asking people for money for coffee, so when I put it in, he's like, that was a big fucking coffee. In French, whatever that is. In gros café. So I just I gave him a little salute and said, Vive le Québec. Anyway, made me feel a little better about my privileged ways. It was funny, though, just all the things you can run through your head just to make yourself not feel bad of, like, you know, I was like, I really don't know anything about this guy. I don't know how he ended up on the street. What if he's a murderer? What if he raped people? And I was like, what are the chances that he did? Come on, just give the guy some money. Don't be a fucking dick. We'll be right back. So far, first leg of the trip back, going extremely well. I don't even know where I am, the guy did not announce it. But it's now 1 in the morning. This bus left, I don't know, 10:30 or something, so that's a pretty solid chunk of time. Passed right out, slept right through it. Let me tell you my secret that fucking rules, by the way, for all manner of sleeping in shitty conditions, be they on floors, what have you. Is earplugs are indispensable, so important. Just the little foam kind that you squeeze so that they shrink down, and then you pop them in your ear and they expand. You can still hear everything fine, but it just cuts everything by 50%, and it makes a huge difference. It just makes it seem like things aren't so present. And then I got a little toque, a little winter hat. You pull that on, and not only does that keep the earplugs in place. Damn, just wet. It's a little bit wet. I'm just trying not to let my recorder get wet. Alright. Not only does that keep the earplugs in place, but then you pull that down over your eyes to keep the morning sun from hitting you. And you can sleep through anything. It's awesome. Only downside right now is I had to pee real bad. So bad I almost fucking pissed myself. Like, you can almost... I don't know, it's almost like a fucking, it's bordering on a medical condition how much I need to pee. I might go see a doctor and just be like, what the fuck's up with this dude? Anyway, whew, rain's getting worse. I think I better head back to the old bus. But, yeah, so here I are from wherever the fuck I am. Cool. I am feeling somewhat awake now. I think that'll do for now.
that I'm going to, maybe I'll turn on my little dopey light, try to read a book. Feeling all right though, man. Feeling all right. This could be a lot fucking worse. Packed bus, by the way. But the guy next to me says he's native, doesn't look native. He's traveling even further than me. He's going to Nova Scotia. Going up to the reserve, he said, for some big powwow. See people he hasn't seen in like 30 years. Seemed like a nice enough guy, though. Oh, and the dude at the bus station. They won't let you rent a little locker to put shit in after 8 o'clock unless you have a ticket. So some dude about my age just asked me to use the ticket to vouch for him. Because he needed to put some shit in a locker overnight. He had the $3 for the locker. And he needed to make change, so he bought these little bag of fancy pants brownies in order to get the change. So he was like, here you go, man, have these. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that when a bomb goes off in the Quebec bus station in Montreal, that was my fault. Sorry. I'm back at Rivière-du-Loup bus station. This is where I recorded myself ordering some food in French and then commented on how weird it is to hear yourself speak French. And I don't remember what other fucking amazing comments I had, but full circle. And I was feeling energized from the last stop. I believe I said something about how I might read. Didn't happen. Gotta recall that it's the middle of the fucking night here. So, as soon as I got back into the bus, and it's like the light, the little light that you can turn on above you. It just seems kind of obnoxiously bright to turn that on. Dude sitting next to me doesn't need that horse shit. So then I thought maybe I'd use this little LED light that's on my keychain, but you gotta keep it held down the whole time. See if I can see what time it is here. Fucking dollar store watch, it never fucking works. 3:45, man. Not bad. Cause again, I just passed out. So it's just like, bam. Trip is just over. Like, halfway done. I don't know if this is quite halfway, but I'm getting into New Brunswick soon. Not two shabs, man. Not two shabs at all. I'm shocked at how well this is going. No fucking complaints. Since I'm about to head back into New Brunswick, just went and bought myself some fucking pepperoni. I also wanted to say, it's kind of amazing how both of these times I pretty much passed right out, but then I woke up just before we got to a bus station. I guess it's because most of the time we're on the highway just barreling along, so as soon as we slow down and you feel the bus slow and then start shifting around corners because it's in a little, you know, residential type area, your body just feels it, like you're a fucking sailor. You know the motion, you know the moves, deep down in your subconscious, you're like, oh man, there's the bus stop. I think it's pretty fucking neat. We'll be right back.
So here's another postscript, because the last couple of things I recorded, again, got cut off because I still, I guess, hadn't replaced my batteries. I don't know how I didn't notice. But basically, there was a neat little piece of business where I was talking to myself while I was walking home, and I ran into my cousin Dan. So, I mean, you know, that's like a nice sign of getting home. And, you know, blabbed to Dan, just happened to see him on the street. You know, I had a little chin wag with my ma, stopped in at her office, told her a little bit about what happened real quick. You know, friends, family, that kind of shit, that's nice to get back to. But I also couldn't help noticing that my actual feeling as I rolled into town, it's always different. When I came back to visit, after I first moved to Vancouver, I came back with my girlfriend at the time, and I remember not being very impressed by my hometown. It's just like, eh, whatever, nuts to this. And then when I came back just recently from New York, I really liked it here, because compared to New York, it's much, much better. And coming back from Montreal, just rolling down these familiar streets, seeing all these buildings that I knew, I guess I mostly just felt apathy. Just seeing how, particularly in Atlantic Canada, every city you go to is really similar. Halifax, Fredericton, these ones on the way out, Edmonton, Rivière-du-Loup, whatever. You see the same stories, you see the same shit, it's all kind of the same. And I gotta give Montreal points, because it's not like it was some fucking foreign world, but it was different. It was different enough to be interesting. And I think I just kind of feel the tug, I feel the tidal pull. That maybe it won't be right away, you know? But I feel like that's where I'm probably heading. That'll probably be the next place. It just seems pleasantly inevitable. Vancouver is way far away, and I've already been there a couple of times, and, you know, it's not as exciting. I'm even thinking maybe, like, I'll probably stay here in my hometown for the winter, but if the winter gets too harsh, which it will, if it just starts killing me, instead of moving in the summer, maybe I'll move in the winter, you know, just because I'll still be fighting the winter, but at least in a new place, at least with new surroundings, you know, have new shit happen to me. And it's always, you know, it's tough to move away, it's tough to lose the friends and the family, but, it's just, it's gotta be done, man. That's just how I am, it's just how I ended up being wired. So, maybe there'll be some more shows from Montreal eventually. As it stands, still back in the hometown, gonna hang out here for now, but I even kind of noticed that listening back to these recordings, I feel like I didn't really capture how exciting and fun it was to be in Montreal. Maybe it's only because the only times I really pulled out my recorder were kind of during down times, you know, just when things were calm enough that I could record. So, I don't know, maybe that's a lesson. A lesson I've learned in excitingness of recording podcasts, but yeah, I was a little surprised to listen back and to see how there's a certain mundaneness. If you didn't notice it, then please ignore this. If you thought this was the most exciting group of podcasts I ever made, please don't disregard that opinion. But to me, I was like, man, the fucking buzz of being there didn't seem like it really transcribed itself onto tape. But it was very, very fun, very exciting, very cool. Very glad that I went. Oh, there's a story that never got told. Fucking on July 4th, they have fireworks every Saturday in the summer. Different countries in Montreal, they compete in fireworks competitions. And July 4th, I think it was Australia, but of course that's Independence Day, as you Americans know. We don't give two shits in Canada. But it was nice that there happened to be fireworks on Independence Day, because I'm from America. But we actually forgot about the fireworks. We saw the fireworks through the window of our hotel room while we were getting down. And I gotta tell you, that's pretty sweet. Just like, holy balls. Already I'm pretty much doing the best thing you can do as a human being, and then you look out the window and there's fucking fireworks. So it's like, holy shit, well, let's finish up here and then go watch fucking fireworks. Win, win, and win. That's just good times.
to the right.